I'll state my prejudice up front that I was born and bred as a nuclear cardiologist. I have an enormous amount of experience with doing muggers, so my view may be colored a little bit by that. But I think most people will agree that because you can automate a mugger ejection fraction determination, that it is more reproducible from measurement to measurement to measurement than is the echocardiogram. Less operator dependent than the echocardiogram. Whether or not it is the true number is debatable, I will agree. So if you want to plot ejection fraction with the lowest intra and inter-observer variability, I think the answer is radionuclide MUGA at the moment. However, for cost perspective and for radioactive dose, it would be, in some cases, preferable to do serial echoes to monitor patients. And so when we have to monitor someone very frequently, for whatever reason we feel is necessary, we do rely on echoes. But if we want to know that, in fact, a 5-unit difference in ejection fraction has occurred from time A to time B with greater confidence, I think we do rely on the resting MUGA. A technique that could be used if people want to get very compulsive about this on a statistical level, and I think there's a rationale behind it, is do multiple measurements with the patient at a moment in time. Do 3 measurements of the resting ejection fraction, 3 consecutive scan acquisitions. Average them. That number is a very solid number, and if you get a change of 5 or 10 units from that number when you do another 3 measurements at another point in time, you can be greatly confident that that's in fact a real change. So if you're around a number where it's going to make you change your mind clinically, I would suggest telling your nuclear cardiologist or nuclear medicine physician to do multiple acquisitions on the patient and average the ejection fractions. And I think you'll get a much more solid number were you to do that. Same thing applies to echo.